Well, folks, it's good to have you with us again this afternoon. Here's an old family favourite board game. I'm sure nearly everybody that's watching the devotional today is familiar with this one, Snakes and Ladders. Simple game. I'm sure you know it well. You have a little counter, you roll the dice, you move them out of spaces. You might hit the foot of a ladder, that means you can go up, or you might hit the head of a snake, and that means you can go down. And it's the first person to get to the space numbered 100. Snakes and Ladders, probably the most well-known board game on the face of the earth. Snakes and Ladders. And I'm sure some of you already have figured out where we're going with this short devotional message today as we think about snakes and ladders, because the Bible speaks about both. It speaks about snakes and it also speaks about ladders. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 3 that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And Satan came to Adam and Eve in the garden in the form of a snake, or in the form of a serpent. Now, I don't believe that that serpent had the appearance of the snakes that we see nowadays slithering about the ground. There was nothing intimidating as far as Adam and Eve were concerned about the snake. They didn't find it unusual that the serpent talked to them. It wasn't until after the curse that God cursed the serpent and changed its form, and the serpent began to go across the ground on its belly. But in Genesis chapter 3, at the beginning of the chapter, we're persuaded that the serpent had an appearance of beauty, something that drew Adam and Eve to it, and they felt at home talking to it. And that, of course, speaks to us of that account of sin entering into the world. And later on in the book of Numbers chapter 21, we read about Moses leading the children of Israel through the wilderness. They lighted upon a certain place, they began to murmur, they began to complain and speak against the Lord. And the Bible says that the Lord sent fiery serpents amongst the children of Israel. And again, it was indicative or an object lesson or a type of sin, and the curse of sin afflicting the children of Israel, causing death and destruction within the camp and pain and suffering and heartache. But God called Moses to lift up a brazen serpent, make a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole and lift up that brazen serpent, and anybody that looks upon the brazen serpent shall be healed. Brass in the Bible speaks of judgment, and of course it was a picture of the cross, the brazen serpent, the Son of God himself in John chapter 3 brought the application. Even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And Jesus Christ upon that cross took our judgment. He became sin for us who knew no sin. He offered up his life as a sin offering. And if we look to him, we can be saved from the penalty and the pollution and the power of sin in our lives. So the Bible speaks about snakes, but it also speaks as well about ladders. We read about the ladder in Genesis chapter 28. Jacob was leaving home. He was going off to find life, as it were, to enter into, an experience, an adventure in life. And off he went, he left home. But the first night that he was away, he found that he couldn't sleep. He took a stone and used it for a pillow. And at last he fell asleep, and in his sleep he saw a dream, and in the dream he saw a ladder, and the ladder was stretched up into heaven. The foot of the ladder was upon the earth, the top of the ladder stretched up into the heavens, and he saw the angels ascending and descending upon that ladder. And again, that ladder was a picture of the life and ministry of our Saviour, the God-man Christ Jesus, who came into this world from heaven. And all the while, according to John 3, while he was on the earth, there was a sense in which he was still in heaven. He was the omnipresent Son of God. And he took to himself a true body and a reasonable soul and served his Father in this earth to provide a way for us to enter into heaven and into home someday. And the Bible says in the New Testament that the angels ministered to him. And he spoke about the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. So that again was a picture, it was a type, read it for yourself, Genesis chapter 28, a picture and a type of Christ, showing that he is the only way to heaven and to home. So can I challenge you? Can I ask you today, do you know the Saviour? Have you been set free from the power of Satan and sin? Have you been delivered and set free to serve the Lord? Have you entered in through that new and living way? Have you by faith looked to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you ascended that ladder, as it were? Are you saved? Are you on your way to heaven? God bless you, friends, and thank you for listening today. See you next time.